listening to Full Circle Weekly News. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready, and I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 325, covering week 30, July 24th to 30th, 2023. The developers of the Debian project announced an official port for 64-bit RISC-V architecture. Packages are available from the Debian SID unstable repository. Support for RISC-V is available from glibc 2.27, binutils 2.30, gcc7, and Linux 4.15 kernels. The first release with official support will be part of the Debian 13 release. MPV 0.36 Video Player was announced. MPV focuses on developing new features and ensuring the constant transfer of innovations from MPlayer repositories without maintaining compatibility with MPlayer. The MPV code is distributed on the LGPLv 2.1 Plus license. Some parts remain under GPLv 2, but the transition to LGPL is almost complete, and the remaining GPL can be used to disable the option TAC-enable TAC-LGPL. Inkscape 1.3 was published. The editor provides flexible drawing tools and has support for reading and saving images in SVG, Open Document Drawing, DXF, WMF, EMF, SK1, PDF, EPS, PostScript, and PNG formats. Ready-made Inkscape builds are prepared for Linux, AppImage, expected publication of Snap and Flatpak, macOS, and Windows. PascalABC.net 3.9.0 programming system is available. PascalABC offers the Pascal programming language with support for code generation for the .NET platform, the ability to use .NET libraries and additional features, such as generalized classes, interfaces, overload operations, question expressions, exceptions, garbage collection extension methods, nameless classes, and auto classes. The project is mainly focused on education and research. Also included is an IDE with code prompts, auto formatting, debugger, form designer, and code samples for beginners. The project code is distributed under the LGPLv3 license. You can build it in Linux based on Mono and Windows. The Internet Engineering Task Force completed the formation of the RFC for the Messaging Layer Security Protocol and published the RFC 9420 specification with the status of proposed standard. After this, work will begin on giving the RFC the status of a draft standard, which actually means the complete stabilization of the protocol. The purpose of creating a new protocol is the unification of means for end-to-end encryption and the introduction of a single standardized and verified protocol. MLS allows you to use ready-to-use implementations of the protocol in different applications, as well as organize their joint development and verification. The application level tolerability is proposed to be implemented at the level of authentication, key acquisition, and confidentiality, while compatibility at the transport and semantics level already goes beyond the standard. The Live Distributive Network Security Toolkit, NST38, was published, designed to analyze the security of the network and monitor its operation. For users of Fedora Linux, a special repository has been created which makes it possible to install it within the NST project in the already installed system. The distribution is based on Fedora and allows the installation of additional packages from compatible external repositories. NST38 includes a large selection of applications related to network security. A special web interface has been created to manage and automate security check, which also integrates a web front-end for Wireshark. The graphical environment is based on Fluxbox. Canonical announced new Ubuntu builds optimized for real-time tasks on systems with Intel Core processors. Optimizations are involved in builds that increase the priority of access to cache, memory, and network operations for applications running in real-time. The Linux kernel with RT patches is used in the builds. The specific Intel optimization equipment is based on the use of time-coordinated computing and time-sensitive networking technologies. The builds are based on the Ubuntu 22.04 LTS distribution and are distributed via Ubuntu Pro. The Linux kernel packages applied in Ubuntu revealed vulnerabilities caused by the introduction of Ubuntu-specific patches to the OverlayFS module. Vulnerabilities allow an attacker to increase their privileges in the system and, according to the identified problems of researchers, can happen in about 40% of Ubuntu installations. Vulnerabilities appear only in packages with the kernel for Ubuntu and are eliminated in the updates released on July 26th for Ubuntu 23.04, 22.04, 20.04, 18.04, 18.04, 16.04, 14.04, etc. The vulnerability CVE-2023-2640 is caused by the addition in 2018 of the Ubuntu-specific modification to the OverlayFS module, which implements features for installing and deleting individual advanced file attributes without checking access rights. Since this function requires a pre-blocking of inode, it was implied that the calling function already has the privileges necessary for low-level work with the file system. The second vulnerability, CVE-2023-32629, is also caused by the lack of proper authority checks. The fix originally made for Ubuntu did not lead to a vulnerability, and the problem appeared only after the major implementation of OverlayFS. WXMEdit 3.2 was published, which provides functions for editing text and hexadecimal dumps. The project continues the development of MadEdit, which was discontinued in 2011. The project code is written in C++ using the WX Widgets framework and distributed under the GPLv3 license. The builds are formed for various distributions of Linux, FreeBSD, ReactOS, Windows, and macOS. WXMEdit has several editing modes and features such as bookmarks, syntax highlighting, text encoding conversion, translation of words, and downloads with multiple files or multiple downloads. Nate Graham has published an overview of the functionality scheduled to be removed in KDE Plasma 6, scheduled for the fall of 2023. These are mostly outdated features which interfere with the development of KDE and do not work properly, and their removal will allow him to release resources to promote innovations. Zorin OS 16.3, based on Ubuntu 20.04, was announced. The target audience are novice users accustomed to working in Windows. Zorin has a special configurator that allows you to give the desktop a different view, typical of different versions of Windows and macOS, without changing desktop environments, and includes a selection of programs similar to those which Windows users are accustomed. Zorin Connect, based on KDE Connect, is available for smartphone integration, in addition to Deb and Ubuntu repository packages. Support for Flatpaks, app images, and snaps are enabled by default. 4 builds are available. Tobias Bernard summarized the results of the plans to modernize Windows management in GNOME. The current model is built on 50-year-old concepts, performing unnecessary actions related to the size, setting, and movement of Windows. This creates difficulties for beginners who face the need to manually dismantle the emerging heap from overlapping small windows or uncover the right window. The system should place the windows in such a way that the user can immediately start work and see the necessary windows without the need to spend time on manipulating windows location and size. Systemd Manager 254 is presented. The most notable change was the support for the soft reboot mode, which leads to restarting of only the components of the user's space without rebooting the kernel. The new mode allows you to complete the work of all processes in the user's space, then replace the image of the root FS with a new version, mounted in /run/nextroot, and start the system initialization process. This makes it possible to implement the update of some services in live mode, allowing the transfer of file descriptors and listening network sockets for these services from the old environment to new ones. They propose a live patch mechanism to make corrections to the Linux kernel. Richard Hughes presented his new project, PASIM. PASIM is a caching server for distributing files that uses the hash from the content, similar to IPFS. The MDNS Avahi protocol is used to determine the presence of files in the repository. The project code is written in C and distributed under the LGPLv 2.1 license. PASIM can be used to improve the efficiency of applications that periodically download metadata and files required to process other requests. PASIM plans to use the delivery of firmware in tools FWUPD and LVFS project. 4M Linux 43.0 is presented, a minimalistic user distribution that is not an offshoot from other projects and uses a JWM-based graphical environment. 4M Linux can be used as a live environment to play media files and solve user tasks, or as a system for recovery after failures and a platform for running LAMP servers. 3 live images for x86-64 are prepared for download. The UBports project published OTA2 Focal based on the Ubuntu 20.04 package base. The update of Ubuntu Touch OTA1 Focal is made for the Fairphone 3 and 4, FX smartphones, Pro 1X, Google Pixel 3a, Volifone 27, X23, and X. Builds for the Pine 64 PinePhone, PinePhone Pro, and PineTab are formed separately. A stable update labeled OTA2 will not be released. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can find my contact information on itsmoss.com. I'll see you next week.